Yeah.
Okay, now we can start.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
Jordan Malley. Jordan, great to see you. Through our 670 scores scope. Yep.
Where is he?
And it's right over there, Bill.
Did Matt Peck get a signed copy of that book?
No, Matt Peck, he didn't know. No. I'll talk to D. Rose.
Yeah, you got it.
Matt, you will be getting your book soon.
Left side three. Remy. Got it! Remy, turn around, jumper up. Get it! Onions! Baby onions! Kobe White, put him in the Hall of Fame.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
You can just see the vibe.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Jordan Malley. Along with me is Matt Peck. Follow us on Twitter at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. Hit us up on our text and voicemail line, 331-979-1369. Drop your text, your voicemails, anything you got for us, and I know you have a lot for us. The Chicago Bulls have hired Billy Donovan. The Bulls have done the unexpected, Matt. The Bulls have decided to shell out the money we never thought they would. They have decided to make this fan base in such a bizarre 2020 even more bizarre. Throw this to the pile, Matt, of 2020. The Bulls have done exactly the opposite of what they've done for a straight decade. I am thrilled. Billy Donovan is now our new head coach. How are you and how you doing? How you feeling?
What's up, Jordan? What's up, Bulls Nation? Yeah, it's crazy that this Woj tweet came across my phone right as we were wrapping up our episode. And, you know, obviously you got to jump on and do an emergency pod when something like this happens. I'm shocked. And pleasantly so, because, you know, we could talk about Billy Donovan's resume and his fit with this roster and all of that. But to me, the biggest, and in some cases only important takeaway from this right now is that AK and his bosses, the ownership group of this team, are continuing to prove that it wasn't just lip service when they talked about creating change. That all of the panic we had about, oh, God, they're going to bring Jim Boylan back. And, oh, well, even once they fire Jim Boylan, they're probably going to go with some cheapy first-time head coach. And all of the other doubts about real change happening when they brought in AK. It's actually real. This is the latest example of the person who the Reinsdorfs tabbed to hired to affect change is the way that AK phrased it himself. And Michael Reinsdorf had a comment that was similar. Hired to bring change to this organization. He is doing it and they are letting him do it. Because Donovan, as you said, not expected. You know, along with probably just Mike D'Antoni, the top tier of available coaches in the NBA with experience. The fourth winningest coach in the NBA right now, behind, I believe, only Popovich, Steve Kerr, and Nick Nurse. He has the 16th best winning percentage among NBA coaches in history with at least 100 games coached. We know about his two titles back in his college coaching days because they happened with one of the most beloved Bulls of all time, Joakim Noah. And that's all gravy on top. But to me, it is all about this. The Reinsdorf said change. AK said change. And this is change. This is the first hire the Bulls have made to be their next head coach with head coaching experience already on the resume since Scott Skiles in 2003.
There's one ship left. There's one ship if you're such a pessimistic Bulls fan out there, there is one ship left to fall to not have utter and complete trust in AK, and that's roster decision. That's next. That is next. Evaluation and roster construction is next. He's done. He did it. Not only did the Reinsdorfs allow him to do it, and that was the thing, Matt. Like, we talked about that time period. How long was it going to take for the Reinsdorfs to finally just say, you know what, AK, you tell us what's best for this organization. We're going to go out and let you do it. And we're going to back you 100%. They're doing just that. Everything that we think that they're not going to do, they do it. And AK's brought full power, and you're right. You're 100,000% right. They brought them in here to instill change, and that's exactly what's happening right now. I mean, this is the number one hire the Bulls could have had. talking about anybody with experience right now that was available, this is the perfect guy to bring in. I mean, we can talk for now. We have weeks to talk about comparisons about how Billy Donovan is going to bring his system to this Bulls team. But Matt, my next thought after, holy shit, we got Billy Donovan, is, all right, is AK going after a star now?
Ooh, there's not a lot of flexibility. There are some trade chips at his disposal if he wanted to, notably Zach LaVine, maybe selling low on a name like Lauri Markkanen or Wendell Carter Jr. if he were so bold. I know, like, Bradley Beal just reacted to the news on Twitter. He's stoked about it. And of course, a bunch of Bulls fans, you know, turned their, Twitter eyeballs emojis in that direction. Like, oh, I wonder if that's meaning anything. And obviously Beal is upset and unhappy with a Wizards team that appears to be going nowhere. But you're right in the sense that that's the next thing that the fan base has to look for AK to once again prove to us that he is a person very much deserving of this opportunity in this job. And I can't wait to see what happens. Does this team make some big swing and add a star, an established veteran star player this offseason? I would be surprised to see that happen. But again, AK has continued to surprise us, so you never know.
On top of, you know, just former players reacting too, we got Joakim Noah's reaction. He said to Casey Johnson, I'm happy for the Bulls organization. They're getting a great coach, someone who is an unbelievable motivator, and someone who is family to me. Uh-oh, Matt. You know what
uh-oh.
That means, right?
What? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh means good.
There's no uh-oh.
No. Uh-oh. This is This is the best uh-oh you could ever have. He's coming home.
That's like the uh-oh of like the camel from the Geico commercials. Guess what day
yes,
it is? It's the
exactly.
day to sign Joakim Noah
exactly.
and bring him home.
Oh, uh-oh. Man. Just reading through some quotes, and I know Arturis is speaking, at least giving public, a few public comments are kind of leaking out. Is there anything else that you thought of right off the top of your head? Now, I know we gave each other about a half an hour to just kind of read up and see what else was coming out from our reaction before. Anything else that stood out to you besides just the once again, AK in this front office, and credit to the Reinsdorfs too for allowing this to happen and change finally coming. Once again, this is the fourth time. I mean, four instances now since AK's been hired. He's made change and made powerful change.
Yeah, and I think to me, and it goes along with what I said to open the show about the biggest takeaway here being real change happening. The other change, and it's not something that the Reinsdorfs admitted to, because of course they, you know, they're too thin-skinned to do so and be that self-effacing, but something that AK said himself upon taking the job was not just affecting change, but restoring credibility to a once proud organization. He phrased it as about as nicely as possible for a guy coming into a new job. But in a sense, the subtext was the Bulls have somehow become a laughingstock in this league. And I know that, and it's part of my job to fix that. Holy crap, does snagging Billy Donovan absolutely help in that regard? Because let's just think about a couple of factors here. We thought, and certainly at least I thought when we discussed this, you know, this Woj tweet from 2 weeks ago that seemed to just be plopped down and then we never heard anything about it ever again of, oh, the Bulls are expected to have some interest to Billy Donovan once we heard about him splitting from OKC. I was like, yeah, okay, but they can't actually land Billy Donovan. He's leaving OKC because that team appears to be on the brink of a rebuild. And while you and I were just discussing that the Bulls are in year three of a rebuild, they really haven't gotten anywhere, and they do not look like a win now team, and that would prevent Billy Donovan from even taking an interview. Well, AK got him the interview. So not only is AK's reputation across the league restoring the credibility that he was talking about, but now he landed a coach who, you know, as I already mentioned, the winning percentage and all of that, who just did an incredible job with this OKC Thunder team that completely, you know, switched around its roster. He was just voted by his peers in the National Basketball Coaches Association as Coach of the Year. So I don't know how you get much more restoring credibility than that.
It's insane. And you listed off some of his accomplishments from college and going back to Florida. And I mean, any angle you want to take to this is unbelievable. I mean, we can go player development route too. Go all the way back to college. Think about all the guys that he recruited, helped get to the point that they're at right now. One was a former Bull we were just talking about. So all of that makes me very excited to see where this goes. And I hope they retain, like, just thinking about the other coaches in place with the Bulls, I hope they retain everybody else on the staff. Chris Fleming was somebody that we talked about maybe having talks about being the head coach or at least getting an interview. I hope he hangs around and is at least allowed a year to implement his offense, and because all indications when he was hired here, he was supposed to do what the Nets sort of did and amplify that. And it sounded like Boylan didn't allow him to do that. So I want to see a year of him doing that with a fully healthy roster, and Donovan allowing him to do that, keeping him around, I think is a good idea. And I'm so excited, Matt. Like, look at Donovan's record since becoming an NBA head coach. He's come out winning 40 or more games in every single season. Not saying the Bulls will win 40 games next year, but I mean, this is the mentality, this is the mindset that this Bulls front office has, this ownership has, and they're going to have to continue to prove it to the fan base. I think there's majority of the fan base feeling great right now, but to get the fan base bought all the way back in, you got to get back to that last chip I was talking about, and that's go out and do it with the player now. Roster construction, how you draft, how you develop from this point on. That's that final piece AK needs to grab the entire fan base. And we may see that in the next few months.
It's possible. Yeah. It's just all about like getting a known commodity. You talk about his resume and his success winning at the NBA level. And yeah, some people knock him for not getting enough out of the Westbrook, Paul George, version of the Thunder. And well, what did we just see? Maybe that's not Billy Donovan. Maybe that's Paul George, because his Clippers just collapsed like dogs in the playoffs with Kawhi, who was arguably a more reliable playoff star than Westbrook is. So yeah, he hasn't quite gotten to the mountaintop in the NBA, but the dude won two titles at the college level back-to-back, which is like unheard of in NCAA basketball. Damn near unheard of, especially in today's NBA with all the one-and-done and stuff. But, I mean, five straight playoff berths in the Western Conference, and a guy who not only Joakim Noah, but when you talk to any of the players who have played for Billy Donovan, that's the other thing that comes to mind with me about this hire and why it's such a good thing. Player development and player first organization. His players love playing for Billy Donovan. He might not be the X's and O's guru that maybe the elite coaches of NBA history are, and we could save that for another day, but he is certainly a guy who is respected by the players who play for him. And we already saw a Zach LaVine reaction. He was like doing Twitch or whatever gaming when he saw the news and was like, oh man, that's a great hire. That's going to be really good for us. He is going to come in and have respect of this young roster immediately. Jim Boylan never had it. To like, smack you across the face, try hard to earn it kind of respect, and therefore never had it. And all these other great candidates we had been talking about, the Unselds, the Udokas, the Silases, the Darvin Hams, the Dan Craigs, all great coaches who will certainly one day be good head coaches and have long careers ahead of them. And we thought maybe that's the pool we were picking from because of where the Bulls were as far as expectations to win now or not. Would they have immediately had the respect of the players as the first-time head coach? Maybe it would have been a little bit harder for them to earn that. But Donovan clearly is just a automatic respect and no nonsense, get this right because we need to get this right kind of hire.
My final thought, thinking about the players' reaction, as you said, Zach LaVine there, I wonder what the odds are Billy Donovan called Chris Paul or had a conversation at some point in the bubble once he knew he wasn't coming back about Kobe White. Said, all right, how good is Kobe White going to be? Give me your honest opinion. Zach or Chris Paul has other connections too, to other guys on this team too. So I wonder if he picked his brain at all and said, hey, how good do you think this team is going to be, and got any implementation from that? The connection there is strong. I'm so excited though for this hire. I'm so excited for Billy Donovan to be able to coach some of our young guys in, get some of these guys actually back on track with their development. I mean, Just think about it. The possibilities are endless right now. And exactly what you said too, the Bulls went out and they did exactly what they told us they were going to do. And so far, since they've made major changes right now in 2020, we've been shown transparency. AK has stuck to deadlines. And that's something else too. Keep an eye out, like we talked about earlier when we were reacting. AK is the guy where he's keeping everything close to the vest. So maybe that's a pattern that's going to continue to trend, and we should start to continue to follow that, whether it be with player construction, trades, draft, whatever you have it. But this is a great day. I mean, Matt, is this the biggest splash among coaches in Chicago history?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I was pretty stoked when we hired Matt Nagy as the Bears head coach, you know, a few years ago, because I knew about, you know, his resume. But I mean, my Bulls fandom has always come slightly ahead of my Bears fandom, just because of the dynasty years and having never really seen a great Bears team. I was a little too late for the '85 Bears. As far as Bulls coaches, I was excited about. I was excited about Tibbs, because everybody raved about his record, and you saw what he did with that Boston team winning a title in 08, and you know, also, you know, all the other amazing stops that he made before getting his first opportunity. So that was a first time head coaching hired that I was excited about. As far as hiring a coach with head coaching experience already on their record, oh yeah. And not just for the Bulls, but I'm trying to think of other examples of you know, coaching hires in the city of Chicago. I was certainly stoked about Joe Maddon. You know, as a Cubs fan, I was definitely stoked about Joe Maddon.
Yeah, but he would be the only one. The other one that I would think of would be Lou Piniella, as far as like name recognition, winning, all of that that came with it. Like, outside of that, though, I mean, this already puts it in the top five. Like, this is a huge hire. So, I mean, even if you're just a Bulls fan, or maybe you're a huge Chicago fan and you live in this area and that's what you're, like me and Matt, this is a massive, massive hire for Chicago, and the Bulls are going to get a lot of praise over the next 24 hours, and I'm all here for it, Matt.
Especially considering that what the other thing that we talked about was the Bulls fighting all of these other teams and whether or not they could make the best pitch for the coach that they wanted. All these other vacancies around the league, when you talk about desirability of the job for a variety of reasons, whether it's what market is it in, what talent is on that roster, what's the state of the franchise right now. And you're talking about the Pelicans, you're talking about the Sixers, you're talking about the Rockets once they bounced out and D'Antoni made it clear that he was leaving. You're talking about the Indiana Pacers. The Bulls were at the bottom of the list. Like, and that's not to be cruel. That's just like, in reality, if you were looking at it based on just the simple factors of what coaches might be interested in, the Bulls were at the bottom of the list of desirable jobs. And they secretly and quietly, everybody praised Brooklyn for how, you know, secretly and quietly they hired Steve Nash. We'll see if that actually works out for Brooklyn and Kyrie and KD. AK played this close to the vest and just took arguably the best coach on the market.
Let's go. I think that's going to about do it here for us. But I'm thrilled. We need to get you guys' reaction, though. Plenty of content for the rest of the week coming up. 331-979-1369. We want your calls, your reaction. Shoot us text. Drop us a phone call. 331-979-1369. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Jordan C. Malley, at Bulls underscore Peck, and at Locked On Bulls. This is a great day to be a Bulls fan. Very, very exciting here in Chicago. We'll be back throughout the rest of the week. Tomorrow up is Rob Schaefer. We will discuss the Billy Donovan hire and everything else that comes with it. Give us your reaction. For Matt Peck, I'm Jordan Malley. Bulls Nation, have a wonderful night. Be back tomorrow with a fresh episode. For Jordan and Matt, we are out. Deuces.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com.